Hello, and welcome back to the TBC Tabletop Podcast. Last time, our heroes managed to best the band of Bokoblin brigands and their malicious Moblin master before continuing further into the woods. What awaits them next? Keep listening to find out. Okay, that's a 5, and a 5 is also a green rupee.
Alright, I have tripled my green rupee collection in this one battle.
Wait, how many do you have?
I have 3.
Simeon, how many do you have?
I have 0, I believe.
Why am I the wealthiest person here? I'm a forest child.
Because you're killing everybody.
Also, no, I only made $2 from killing people, guys. Like,
I think because you didn't spend all your money on a bedroll, and you...
Or a bigger sword, too.
You also, I think, rolled well on a... Well, the sword was free. You just had to get...
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Complete the quest. So...
Glenn, do you remember how many times I shot? Was it 3 times or 4 times?
I don't think it was 4.
Let's just say it was 3.
Now I know what you're asking yourself. Do you fire 5 rounds or 6? And then the confusion, I confess, I don't exactly remember myself. So let me ask you something. Do you feel lucky, punk? Do you?
That's wonderful.
Is that from a movie?
It is.
Dirty Harry.
I was going to try and Zelda eyes it and say, like, Dirty Kokiri or something like that.
Dirty Goron.
Dirty Goron. don't want to watch that movie. I will have 16 seeds now.
Okay.
That's fair. I think I shot at least 4 times.
Yeah, I'm sure all when you have I'm to editing do is, this later, I'll be like, hey, wait a second.
All you have to do is break a pumpkin and you get more.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep in mind, that is something you can do, is you can actually do a forge check to, like, cut grass and see if you can pick up any items.
Oh, yeah.
Like hearts.
Do that.
I can get... Yeah. I get double on those because I'm a cockery.
Yeah, so you can do that if you want. I'd have to check the rules for that, but...
My search checks are twice as bountiful!
Anyway, the battle concludes. You have conquered all the Bokoblins, and you are now standing in an empty clearing. It's remarkably peaceful.
I think we should probably try to find some supplies and recover from the fight.
Yeah. I can search up in these trees.
Ooh.
There might be something useful up here. I don't know what. There might be something.
How do you recover stamina? How does that run?
It just happens automatically at the end of a battle.
Oh, okay. So my stamina is full again.
Yeah. So y'all's stamina is full again. Go ahead and mark that down. Hearts and magic, not so much.
Okay, so I would like to make a search check to try to track down some hearts, because I am a quarter of a heart low, how many hearts did I have?
You got hit with a quarter of a heart damage, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, okay. So that's going to be wits and survival, and so according to the rules, you can do a quick once-over or an hour-long search.
So I could do a quick once over, and if I don't find anything, then I could choose to do the hour-long search?
Yes.
Okay, and my search checks are twice as bountiful. That just means if I succeed, I get twice as much of whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
alternatively, I can roll the table twice if you would prefer. But I would say just double would be more in line with what that rule means.
Yeah, okay. So I should only get 1 dice for this, so just a straight coin flip. Success! I got a 5!
Alright, so let me check the table for the forest. I'm going to re-roll that, because that's not... This is
what
the enemy drop table, so...
I would love to have known what it would have been.
It would have been nothing. So you found two nothings.
No!
Okay, so that would be two green rupees.
Super wealthy.
Anyone else can also do a quick once over if you want, or you can...
Yeah. I would like to do a quick once over in the trees.
Okay.
So that's... What skills are that? That's...
Wits plus survival.
Wits and survival, so that's three. Two successes.
Okay, so that's going to be two. Gosh darn it, got a cocked eye there. All right, so you find a small magic jar. And,
nice.
Or I'm going to say like some sort of fruit that can be eaten for magic.
So can they share those things, for instance? Like if you find a heart, can you give it to someone else?
It's a fruit especially, I'm going to allow it.
Okay, so Simeon found that, right?
Yeah.
So Simeon can give that to Scott, and Scott can recover his magic energy he used for Lash, right?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to say you find like a magic pear. Apples are red, so they restore hearts. Pears are green, so.
I will give it to Sigil. Here you go, buddy.
It should be a lime instead, because lime eating a whole lime to get your magic power back sounds hilarious.
I'll do a once over.
All right. Well, the second thing that Oscar found in the trees was a green ruby. All right. Yeah. So, Scott, go ahead.
One success.
And you managed to find another green ruby. Wow, the probability on that is.
Money bags.
Guessing we could find a lot of green rupees just by cutting some grass, too.
Yeah. You know, if you want to start a lawn care service, there is money in lawn care in Hyrule.
You know what I wonder is how much of an issue Hyrule has with inflation.
Their economy is junk.
I've been trying to write an article on that forever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because if you can be like a 10-year-old and you can just run in and just rob a building of all of their money and or just go out into the woods and just cut grass and become the wealthiest guy in the world, then clearly there's an issue with the economy.
I mean, I guess capitalism at its finest, question mark?
I think it's that everybody in that game is so, in Zelda games, they're so successful that money is just not something they're worried about. So A, they don't care that their money's essentially worthless, and B, they just drop it in the brush all the time. They're just like, well, it just falls out of their pockets.
I think the official lore is that the Picori hide money in nooks and crannies to try to make people happy.
That's delightful. I choose to believe that it's that most people have the kid's wallet that only holds 99 rupees, so their bag just constantly has rupees just slipping off the top of it because they keep getting like a 5-count rupee and trying to cram it in there, and so a couple of ones fall out here and there, you know? And it just keeps up this perpetual system where there's just rupees all over the place.
Makes sense. Yes.
And I can't think of hardly any people who look like they're, like, homeless in, like, Ocarina of Time. Like
Very few destitutes.
Yeah, like, there's the dude who's literally sitting on the street corners, like, begging. But he's actually begging for you to sell him things because he is loaded with cash and he wants stuff.
Anyway. So do you want to take the hour to...
Yeah, that's hey guys, are you guys hurt at all?
No.
Okay, well, do we want to see if we can find anything else around here, or just keep on going?
When does our, it's like nightfall when we go to bed when our health regenerates, right?
I believe so. That doesn't explicitly say anything of the sort. So kind of what I'm looking at is if you have like a nice comfy bed, you recover everything. If you're just like roughing it and like a knapsack or whatever, it's probably going to be less. You know, kind of like what Breath of the Wild did.
What are you hurt by? Like, how much health do you have missing?
On a scale of 3, I would say like 1/4 of 3 is missing. 1/4 of 1 of the 3 is really what I mean. You know, yeah, if so we're gonna try to
extended rest. I don't know what extended rest hurts.
You're 1/12th hurt.
Yeah. You know, okay. if we're gonna try to boil down my health to like some sort of like numbered metric, yeah.
Well, let's do this. I think we. How long is it until nightfall?
You've been wandering around in the woods for a while, so it's like late afternoon at this point.
Okay, I have a song.
Probably approaching evening.
I have a song that that I know, and if I start singing it and everybody else sings with me, everybody will avoid us. Like it's a proven fact.
It's really irritating?
Well, I mean, I guess so. I kind of like the song, but apparently nobody else does, because literally everybody will always avoid me as long as everybody I'm with is singing this song.
Okay, so you're saying we should search the area and then sing your song and then stay the night here.
I guess so, yes.
Okay, Simeon, what song is that?
Silence.
The Song of Silence?
Oh, sorry, it's the Bremen's March. Scott muted the microphone so he could blow his nose.
I pressed unmute, but it didn't unmute.
Okay, Bremen's March. Bremen's March, where is that? Random encounters don't occur as long as everyone is singing. Yes. So unless you're capable of somniloquy, sleep talking. If you read my most recent article, Scott, you would know what somniloquy is.
Throwing more shade.
It. I proved it. I probably saw that word and went.
Okay.
One smarter than me.
I explained what the word meant in the article.
It was a good article.
Thank great. You.
I like the part about Mario.
So I just wanted to make sure that we would be safe. Like
while we search.
Either while we search or after we search, like up until we go to sleep.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that we could continue even into the night and sing the song while we're going and it would keep
walking
us safe.
Walking through the woods.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, sure. You can, if you want to sing that and walk through the woods at night, you can do that. Bear in mind that the roles for assisting with a song are actually a little bit different in how they work. That's the one reason why I insist on using D6s instead of coin flips.
Okay. Bless you.
Bless you.
So, them singing with me is a roll?
Yeah. So, you have to roll for the song, and then they have to roll to sing with you. And the thing is, unless you have a wits of 3 or above, which we're playing like, you know, entry-level characters, so no one has a stat of 3, right. You actually have to roll a 5 or a 6 to succeed in assisting with a song.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it is the one instance in the entire rules where playing with a D6 is actually, like, you actually have to use a D6 as opposed to any other, even, roll. Yeah, random number generator thing.
Okay. So what do you guys want to do? You want to search first and then sing and travel?
Yeah, that seems like a decent idea. I think it seems like a, I think it's a cool idea to try, even if it's not going to work very well. I think it's just cool to try out abilities.
And maybe he doesn't have any more random encounters, but maybe he does. He's been really nice to us up to this point.
I'm a little change bit afraid on his of face. What's
coming up next.
Okay, let's all search for an hour at the same time.
Okay, so not going to tell you how to play your character, Scott, but would your character be okay with singing with the rest of the group? Like, yes, if you're going to go with that, I want you to roleplay it.
Yes, because it's going to keep other people away from me.
All right, that makes sense.
So I would...
I will not dock you experience points for acting out of alignment.
I would grumble along with the song.
Whistle while you work.
Okay, so you can do another round of search rolls.
Failure!
Wait.
Three.
All right.
Which is, of course...
It's a wits survival.
Yeah, wits and survival.
One success.
Okay. That one is
come on. Not a rupee. Daddy needs a heart.
He finds a heart.
Ha ha! And then you just immediately eat it. You're like, I don't need a heart, but I don't care about you.
I can't point it out to my companion.
No, you can.
All right, it's all yours. It's all yours, Trouse.
Thanks.
It's all yours, Trousers.
Trousers.
All right, and boom! Simeon, you're yes. Oscar is searching as well, right?
I have one success.
Okay. And that is another green rupee.
Did I get a green rupee? Oh, there it is. One quarter heart. Yeah, I was like, didn't I get a heart piece at some point? That's what it was. Okay.
All right, guys. Are you ready? Are you ready for some singing?
Yeah. It's the sun is starting to set now.
All right.
So go ahead and roll your music skills.
So that would be. Instruments plus wits, or what?
Wits, I believe, yeah.
Alright, let me add another die here. That's five.
Oh, goodness.
And you are a Skull Kid, so are you taking into consideration that Skull Kids get a plus one to music, if I'm not mistaken?
Correct, yeah. I have two wits, two instruments, plus one for being a human imp.
Okay, awesome.
So I have... A four, a five, and a six, and then two twos.
Okay.
So is that three successes?
Yes. And so if you look at the spell list, there's what's known as the, they call it the duration. That's really just the difficulty. So that's how many successes you have to get the song to work.
So now we roll this, roll ours to see, mm-hmm. and we add that to the total successes?
I'm going to say that because you're having to sing along and that everyone has to be singing properly, you both need to get, at least one success.
Oh, this isn't going to work then. one, yep, no success. No success.
My mumbling, grumbling got zero successes.
Wow, you guys are worse than I thought.
Lindley just listens to you two and is like, oh no, I'm not. If you guys aren't gonna try, I'm not gonna try.
I'm sorry. I'm not really a singer. I'm a fighter.
everyone.
That's okay. What my one failure counts as me doing.
Okay, make a survival check to navigate the woods.
Oh, great.
Are we all making one?
Whoever wants to be in lead.
I have two.
I don't think I have survival. Yeah, I have no survival, and one wits and one smarts, so that's not going to work out well for me. So,
is it just survival, or is it survival...
And then wits or smarts.
Yeah, survival, and since you're navigating a part of the woods that you're not familiar with, I'm going to say it's wits.
Wits, okay.
I have three total.
So I have three total as well.
I got zero... One. I've got some wits and some smarts.
I have one success.
All right, one success. All right.
Gosh, you're so loud, old man.
Zero.
Okay, let me go down to the table to figure out what happens to you.
Also, as we start moving, I'm just going to... Lindley, are we headed the right way?
Okay, now just as a note, in recording these, I realized that Lindley, the voice I use for her, is just very hard to distinguish from my own voice, so I'm going to try to pitch it up a little bit.
Okay.
So, I apologize in advance.
Okay, I'm very excited about this right now.
Me too.
Lindley just looks at you and is like, no, we're not.
I don't think we're going the wrong way, guys.
All right, so let's see. That's 2d6, and you wander into another clearing, and in it you see. Gotta roll for how many? Ooh.
Are we random encountering right now?
I didn't like this.
You are random encountering right now.
And it looks like we're gonna fight six guys.
And you wander into an area that has like a sort of a thorny looking kind of grass. It's scraggly. It doesn't look quite right. And as you approach it, you realize it is actually a grove of Deku Baba.
Oh, neat.
Roll initiative.
And that's going to be agility and what? Or just agility?
Agility and wits.
Hey, guys. I just want you to know, as we fight these evil killer plants, that even though... you are horrible at singing. You guys are much better friends than my other friends.
I had zero initiative.
Me too.
What is initiative again?
With agility. Two attributes, I guess.
Yep. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
I have one success.
All right. And Nathaniel, what is your...
I had zero. I actually already mentioned that, but it's okay that you know, everyone was talking.
Like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so, I'm going to say that, how many dice did you roll, Simeon?
Four.
Okay, you know what, I'm just going to say, since you have higher cumulative ability scores than the Deku Baba, that you get to go first.
Makes sense.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gonna go ahead and I will.
Yeah, and for the record, this is just like an open clearing. There's no fires or rocks or anything for the folks at home.
I will attack the Deku Baba that's right in front of me.
All right.
With my knife.
Okay, cool. I forgot you had a knife.
Yeah, so that's Brawn and Mehle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I should run away and shoot a seed at him. No, I'll go ahead and go for it. No success.
Hmm?
I was not successful.
Oh, okay. Next, or do you want to move out of the way or?
Yeah, I'll just take one step to the side there.
Okay.
I will try to attack the one that my friend tried to attack. After moving one, and I'll use my longsword.
Okay.
Can these guys move, by the way? Or are they rooted?
Have Deku Baba ever been able to move?
No, but this is... I need to make sure. Okay?
Yeah. It's a plant. It's rooted to the spot.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm being
a piranha plant in Smash Bros.
And, in fact, there were Deku Baba that could dislodge themselves from lily pads and crawl around in Majora's Mask, and they were the most terrifying thing ever.
Yeah, they had, like, these crazy googly eyes, if I recall.
Yep.
Longsword melee press. Sorry. Melee plus brunt.
Yes.
Okay, got one success.
Alright, and because it can't move, I'm going to say it can't dodge, so you will go ahead and you lop it, lop its head off.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah!
Alright, and roll the loot. What was that again? That was... No, that's wrong.
One green rupee.
Small magic jar.
Alright, I'm gonna put that in my inventory.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that's not how items work in Zelda. So.
You would have to find a potion and a bottle in order to keep it.
Does any of us need magic? I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Did someone have an empty bottle? No.
Nope.
Nobody has bottles yet.
Oh.
Not that I remember.
Okay. I just stare at it forlornly.
Can you throw it at one of the Deku Babas? And I guess we don't want it to turn into a magical...
Yeah, you don't want it to sprout legs and googly eyes.
Yeah.
Okay,
my turn's over.
Trouse?
Okay, so I guess there's not a big reason for me to move because I could just attack this guy, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go for him with my squad. On the other hand, I guess I could battle cry first and then attack, and then I'd still have one action left.
Sure, go for it.
So yeah, I'll battle cry first, so that'll reduce my stamina by one, and then I'll attack, and that gives me an extra hit die. One, two, three, four, five. Five successes!
Oh.
Alright. Go ahead and hurry if you want.
I'm standing in front of him, you know, and his buddy is over there and gets killed by Sigil. And he, like, even though he's a plant, he does get slightly distracted because I like to think that they have, like, an interconnected roots sort of system thing going on there. And he's like, whoa, what? And then, like, as he opens his mouth in shock, I just sort of, like, sword swallow him with my sword. Just, you know, just mm-hmm. down his mouth into the base of the plant.
Okay. And, ooh, two sixes. All right, and so he drops a Deku Nut.
Nice! That's exciting, actually, like legit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have one Deku Nut now.
Okay, so there are two left for the folks at home, and one of them is very far away, and one of them is one space away from Sigil. So the one that's very far away just kind of bobs back and forth and is licking its lips. The one that is, there's a space between him and Sigil, I guess technically two spaces away. He is going to actually lunge out and try to bite Sigil.
I knew they would have reach!
Yeah.
I thought about asking, but I knew it was information I shouldn't technically know. So, although maybe Simeon should have known. Oh, I do have a fairy. ask questions like that, because that's the specific purpose of fairies, is telling you information that the game creators want you to know.
All right. Good thing I have lots of acrobatics and agility for dodging.
Mm-hmm.
Two successes.
All right. And you dodge. You definitely dodge out of the way. Go ahead and move it. Yeah, there we go. And it's y'all's turn again.
Okay.
Well, I'm right within range of him, so I'll go ahead and attack real quick.
Don't forget your extra dice for my battle cry!
Thank you. That'll be no melee, plus one front, plus one battle cry.
There you go.
One success.
All right, and you cut that one down as well. So
I wanted to do that before anybody else could get the green rupee.
You're allowed to share your money, you know. You don't have to be the one who grabs the thing that pops up. All right. Let's see. And you find a heart.
I'm full. I think we're all full.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are absolutely trouncing these fools. Okay.
I'm going to sprint, yes.
So, you sprint across the battlefield up to the Deku Baba.
Knife him. Okay. I knife you. So that's brawn plus melee plus battle cry.
All right, go for it.
One success.
Okay, and how much does a knife do?
Quarter heart.
Okay, so you deal quarter heart, and it is not happy about that, but it is still standing.
Okay, so I guess did I use all my stuff this turn?
No, I think you can still.
I don't think so.
That's right, yeah, because 2, 3. So, I'm gonna stab that dude. I'm gonna stab that fool!
All right.
But I am going to go ahead and just for funsies, I decided okay. Let's do it, okay. 6 dice. 1, 2, 3.
All right, so 3 successes, you kill it easily. And that's another, that's another heart.
Ha ha! Heart I don't need!
I think somebody wants to be your Valentine. Not that St. Valentine ever existed in this universe.
Agreed.
I just feel something ethereal about the name Valentine that has to do with hearts.
All right, and so you notice something somewhat familiar off in the distance. And
What's that over there? That looks very familiar.
Okay, do you go to investigate?
Yes,
indeed. Okay. I would like to investigate that thing that looks
so
very
you
familiar.
Find yourself back at the stone cube.
Oh my gosh, did we just walk in a giant circle?
Yep.
I told you we were going the wrong way.
Well,
due to my dementia, I would like a quick refresher on what the stone cube is.
It's a mysterious stone cube.
Yeah, it's a giant stone cube. There's something magical about it. It has engravings on it that have a lot of forest iconography. Trees, leaves, nuts, some fairies, stuff like that.
You'll also have to excuse me because it's been probably almost 4 months since we've actually really discussed this. Where are we going in the forest?
So you're trying to get
to a cave?
Fix the river?
Yeah, you're trying to fix the river. You're trying to get to the headwaters.
Okay.
To investigate what's going on.
That's right. Okay. And I'm trying Oscar, right? Is his name right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, do you know which way do we need to go now?
Let me climb up into a tree. Did I try this last time?
I don't think so.
Well, let me climb up into a tree, see if I can see, like, where the river is, even.
Just around the river bend!
Now you can sing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm typically not this cynical, but...
Oscar's starting to sound a little bit like, what is that guy's name? Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre? Wait.
Peter Lorre. He's the guy who he played Igor in one of the old Frankenstein movies.
Yeah.
My name is Peter Lorre.
Okay. What do I gotta roll to climb up the tree and look?
Well, you have to roll climb check, so that would be athletics and brawn. And then I assume that your eyes athletics are fully functional. Brawn? Yeah.
Okay, so that's two.
Mm-hmm.
No successes.
Okay, you try to climb up a tree, and you don't get a foothold or anything, so...
All right, can I offer him a foot up?
Okay, sure, yeah, go ahead. You can re-roll with an extra die.
All right. One success.
Okay, you get up the tree.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Man, guys, I'm just so tired. Okay, now I look out over... the treetops to see what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
What do I see?
You see a lot of trees. It is getting dark. If you look down to the south, you can see like some smoke coming from the village. But you can see the mountain range off in the distance, but you can't see any structures.
Okay, where are the mountains?
They're kind of to the north and the east, and a little bit, like, this area is kind of, in typical Zelda fashion, it's kind of surrounded by mountains. Mm. Off to the west, you see, like, it would be plains and stuff, but you can't really see that far.
Well, then let's head a little bit more toward the northeast, because that's where rivers come from, is from... mountains.
Right.
At least I should try and convince my group that. Hey, guys! Guys!
Would you actually know that? Because that sounds like some book smarts right there.
Well, also, very don't smart. You actually know this area to some extent?
Yeah.
So...
okay. You know the river is off in that general direction, but you've never actually been to the headwaters. I just want to make that clear.
Right, I've not been to the headwaters.
Maybe we should camp until morning, and then we'll have the light and the sun's direction and stuff to help us.
That sounds good to me. I'll just stay up in this tree.
I will use my bedroll.
Bedroll check.
I guess roll survival.
Roll survival bedroll
survival
check.
And smarts to know how to use a bedroll.
Are you serious?
Not really, no.
But if you try to roll it and then you fail, it'll be hilarious.
I got 1 out of 4.
Okay, that's good enough to use a bedroll.
Honestly,
I was
going
to give it to you on a 0.
Critical failure. That. You strangle yourself with the bedroll on accident.
All right. Now, I will say, If you don't have rations on you, you will have to roll to forage for food.
I have a fortnight of rations, and also an Apex Legends of rations.
Nice, nice. And you can share that with everyone else if you want, if they don't have food.
Do you guys have food?
I don't.
I have seeds.
Okay, I'm gonna yeah, share some
not,
of my
those are not good for food.
Okay, yeah, then no, I don't. Yeah.
So Fortnite's like 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just mark it down as you've used 3 days worth of rations.
Okay, so that means I have 11 days of rations.
Yeah.
Is one meal a day's worth?
I'm just gonna say that he's been sharing it with you this whole time.
Alright.
Yep.
Or you have, or just like gorging yourself now because you have not eaten all day.
Okay.
Except for that pear.
Magic pear. Wait, what about all these hearts we've been eating? Kalima! Kalima!
Nice.
All right. Well, good episode of getting very little accomplished.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
We killed two parties worth of people.
Simeon, kind of, Boca Blends are not people.
How do you... That's a little bit racist. I'm gonna take offense to that as an imp.
Yeah, but they're Boca Blends. I don't think anyone cares about them.
They do not. Yeah. Whenever I first started playing Breath of the Wild, my wife Emily, who's not really a gamer at all, was like, "Why are you just attacking the little pig people without like giving them any warning or anything?" She's like, "How do you know they're bad?" And I was like, "No, they're." Inherently evil beings, like there is no are you good or bad. These are like the bad guys' minions, and
there's no gray morality.
Yeah, she was like really making me ask some questions about the morality of just sneaking up on a group of pigs, eating their meat, and killing them.
Anyway, thank you everyone for joining us on this another exciting episode of the Two Bonding Food Tabletop Podcast. I hope you'll join us again next time. I've been Glenn, and I've been joined by Scott.
Hi, I mean goodbye.
Simeon.
That's me.
And Nathaniel.
And I'm Nathan, and if you want to find me, you can find me at Nathan Blake Game on Twitter or on my YouTube, Nathan Blake Games, or on my Twitch, which is also Nathan Blake Games.
Nice.
Once again, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.